Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the line at this point, Billy Nungesser, Louisiana's Lieutenant Governor. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Neil. How you doing?
Doing good. Hope you had a good New Year. Billy, you guys are off and running, talking about any number of things and promoting the state, both as it relates to tourism, our culture, and otherwise. What can we anticipate over the next 90 days?
Well, what we're trying to do, obviously, we've still got serious problems with the COVID, but we are seeing great increases in the state parks, people fishing. We're working with the Charter Fishing Association to promote the fishing in Louisiana, all the outdoor activities, ecotourism. We're starting a new plan for the bird watching, connecting some of these bike trails, all the things that people are doing. You know, all these things, sales are way through the roof on RVs, and we're taking advantage of that with specials in our state parks, and we're still pushing the staycation, getting Louisianans to see a part of Louisiana they haven't seen, and it's working. Natchitoches, Lafayette, they are not feeling the pain as much as New Orleans. And a lot of those communities around the state that have taken advantage, the high school football playoffs went to Natchitoches, was a great shot in the arm for them in the economy in these tough times, all those teams and their families up there. And so we're going to continue to promote the outdoors. We're also really working hard on sporting events. And those events like baseball tournaments, some of the Olympic trials, booking way into next year so we can fill our calendar up.
Obviously, that's been a challenge. We've talked to the folks over at New Orleans and Company any number of times, trying to think out of the box, push the edges of the envelope in order to try and lure those dollars here. When we think about how COVID has really just confounded us in so many different ways, that now we're seeing positivity rates. You have been, I'm sure, in conversations with the governor. What is it that that strikes you the most as it relates to these conversations that y'all are having at y'all's level?
Well, you know, obviously, and they anticipated it with the Christmas and New Year's holidays. 2-3 weeks after that, you see these incredible spikes. And I think Christmas on top of New Year's, where we had a lot of people traveling, that's what we're seeing now. And obviously the medical personnel that are advising the mayor, the governor, are really concerned. And that's why I think you're seeing them dial it back. You know, we had sponsored the Sugar Bowl, anticipating 20 to 25,000 people going to be allowed in the dome. When that was cut to 3,000, Alabama went to Texas, where they welcomed 25% in that stadium. So it's very difficult to plan, sponsor, and support going forward when we don't know what's going to happen. And in that coordinated effort between the local tourism folks, the elected officials, the medical personnel, as we try to plan these things, and hopefully we've seen the spike and we're going to hopefully start to see this thing taper off, because we're losing businesses every day.
Yeah, we keep hearing the horror stories over and over and over again, unfortunately. Obviously, Mardi Gras has been called for this year. That's another blow to not only the New Orleans metro area economy, but in a number of other areas of the state as well. Everybody's collectively and collaboratively trying to be as creative as possible to try and figure out some way that we can celebrate Mardi Gras safely. What are you guys doing along those fronts?
Well, we partnered up. John Georges and Barry Kern at Mardi Gras World, NOLA.com, came up with an incredible idea. And we're going to do on February 13th, 14th, and 15th, all over the world. They're going to have Hoda Kotb MC the program. Archie Manning will be on there. But it will be a digital Mardi Gras parades, floats, history lessons on New Orleans and Mardi Gras around the state. And what we're hoping by the state tourism office sponsoring this and working with them and sharing it around the world is we're going to get people excited about booking their trip next year. And hopefully we'll knock it out the park next year all over Louisiana with record numbers of Mardi Gras. And that's what we're hoping to do, to get people excited, seeing what Mardi Gras is and also sharing some of that great history. And they've done an incredible job of putting this together, and we're excited. You can view it through NOLA.com. You can go on YouTube and theadvocate.com and Facebook Live. It'll be worldwide and be a great show on February 13th, 14th, and 15th.
I know you travel around the country and the world, and you probably hear this as often as I do. When I tell folks that I'm from the New Orleans metro area, the first thing that they say, you know, I've always wanted to go for Mardi Gras. And it always amazes me how fast people go to that point. So this seems to be a great idea and a unique opportunity to try and bring it back with a bang. Because the truth be told, in 2022, that is going to be the breakout, I think, year for most major metro areas in this country.
You know, absolutely. I had a meeting with the administration yesterday and talked about the importance in this next round of funding that hopefully is coming from Washington. There's so many needs, but we definitely need to earmark some of this money for tourism. You know, we're not ready to get outside of the drive market right now, but you've got Mississippi spent $10 million. Tennessee, $25 million. Some states are putting $40 or $50 million to go on TV because we're all going to be going after travelers at the same time. The great thing is Louisiana's got more tools in their toolbox. That great seafood, the restaurant, the music, the sportsman's paradise. So we've got more tools in our toolbox than the friendliest people in the world, but we're going to have to compete like we never did before to get those numbers back up in tourism.
Billy, on a more controversial topic, obviously you saw what happened up on the Capitol January 6th. There are those, and you being the leading Republican elected official in the state of Louisiana, there are those that are trying to sell the notion that those folks are representative of the majority of the Republican Party. I feel very strongly otherwise. I think anybody with half a lick of brain denounced what happened on the 6th. Your thoughts?
Absolutely, Newell. And, you know, my dad, they used to joke when my dad was head of the Republican Party, they started out meeting in a phone booth. And they grew the party over working with everyone. We've seen a little bit of that hate and that punishing in Louisiana politics, and we've got to get back to working as a team for the greater good. You know, my favorite story is Ronald Reagan inviting Tip O'Neill to the White House and talking about everything except politics. Invited him and his wife back the next week and then went back to his office the next day and supported Reagan's tax cuts and told his staff, I don't agree with it, but in my own words, I'm going to give him a shot. He's a good man. And that kind of working across the aisle for the greater good, we've got to get back to that if we're going to come out of this COVID and this pandemic and bring our economy back. The inner fighting, the punishing, we've got to try to work as a team.
You know, I've been proud to tell my friends across the country, many of which that I came in contact with in leadership positions with the National Sheriff's Association and others, that one of the things that I've been the most proud of the state of Louisiana is that our two top elected officials, the governor and the lieutenant governor, have both been two individuals that have been able to reach across the aisle and not get all mired down in the party politics for the benefit of the people. And I think a lot of folks really appreciate that. And congratulations to both of y'all. But I would ask you this. In my heart of hearts, sometimes I wonder whether or not inside the Beltway in D.C. we really want for there to be unity. Because it seems as though we are working really hard on both sides to find villains on the other side.
Absolutely. You know, I really hope we can get past this, because none of the people's work gets done when all we're trying to do is one up the other side. And there's a lot of things going to have to be done to bring this country back. And it's going to take everybody working together. But you're absolutely right. You know, I think sometimes people go to Washington and they lose sight of reality of what the people are really suffering back home and what they need and what they really want. And that's unfortunate.
Are you optimistic? I mean, obviously, I don't know if you've been inside of these meetings as it relates to this intelligence information that's blowing across this country that we could have disruptive incidents and disobedience and destruction at each and every one of our state capitals. What are you hearing, and what are you feeling?
You know, I think Louisiana's been a little bit above and done really well at having peaceful demonstrations, and I'm praying, and I believe Louisianans will not cause havoc on through this inauguration. I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, they were out there preparing at the Capitol yesterday and today, and they're preparing for the worst, hoping for the best. And I hope across the country, I hope it's a lot of talk on social media, but obviously we surely don't need any more violent protests and people rioting. We need to get through this inauguration and try to work together for the greater good of our country.
Yeah, I just hope that we ultimately get there. I mean, I think Louisiana can stand as an example of, two of its leading elected officials from opposite party working together and not spending all this time trying to criticize one another on each and every little bitty point. Do we all get it right? No, and I say this all the time, and you know my wife, Billy.
Yeah.
So we only agree on 50% of the issues. I mean, you know, and this is someone, you know, who I love more than anything. And it's kind of like, I don't understand how we extrapolate, you know, that it's got to be all of somebody's way or the highway. And add to this cancel culture where we're actually trying to ruin people's lives for being a member of a party, of a political party. And a political ideology. And there's no perfect ideology out there. And, you know, we need to start looking at ourselves in the mirror first and then be a little bit more conciliatory second.
Absolutely. You know, when my dad worked with Governor Treen, they'd go out to dinner with Republicans and Democrats, and they'd argue. But the next day, they went to work and tried to do good things for Louisiana and work together. And you know, it's not that way. And you know, I work well with the governor. We don't agree on everything, but I support him in his efforts to do good things for Louisiana. And you know, you've got to do that. Listen, I had my differences with the mayor about New Year's Eve, and someone asked me the other night, "Well, how are you going to work with her for tourism?" Well, we're working on a plan trying to get the French Quarter cleaned up, safe, because it's so important to tourism. I'm going to work with her because that's my job. And we don't have to agree on everything. But at the end of the day, we disagree, and then we go back to work for the people of Louisiana.
Yeah, I mean, what is the upside to holding the grudge? I mean, and as I said, we can agree to disagree, and I don't expect to, you know, sit here as host of an opinion show that everyone is going to agree with me. I have my opinions, and a lot of times I'm wrong. And when I recognize I'm wrong, I admit I'm wrong. I'm not afraid of being wrong. And I'm not braggadocious about being right.
You're right. You know, I actually apologized to the mayor about my comments about St. Patrick's Day last year. I was wrong. And I was asked about it on I believe it was CNN. And I'm wrong all the time, but we do what we can to do the job we're here to do. And that requires us to work together, because when we fight and we hold a grudge, only the people of Louisiana lose. It doesn't affect me or the person I'm arguing with. It affects the job that we need to do. And especially in these tough times, we've all got to be pulling in the same direction for the greater good. We've got a great opportunity coming out of this to build back to those record-breaking numbers in tourism. There's going to be a lot of money flowing to the state for infrastructure, for education and things. And if we work together, we can really take advantage of it and really improve this state.
And I'm not sure that you want me to reveal this, but I speak from a truth, because when I was sheriff and you were parish president and Plaquemines, we had some very heated conversations on a number of heated political issues that affected the metropolitan area, and we worked beyond it, you know.
Absolutely.
And you know, and I never held a grudge. And when I say heated, I recall you and I having conversations yelling at one another about certain issues, but it was okay. I loved the heated debate, and I never, you know, held on to that, because it just didn't serve the greater good. You moved on to be the lieutenant governor, and I've been very supportive of your efforts.
Well, we both were passionate about our job and what we were doing, and we all had opinions. But at the end of the day, we work together and work through them, and that's what you've got to do. You got to be able to put the differences aside and work where you can agree together.
Yeah. Well, Billy, any other thoughts?
No, you know, these are difficult times, and I just ask everybody to be kind to each other, and let's get through them, and let's get Louisiana back to those record-breaking numbers in tourism, and get through this as quickly and safely as we can.
Well, continue to check in with us. We really appreciate your time, appreciate your leadership, and good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, Newell. Have a great day.
All right. We will be right back on the WWL Talk and Text line. We want to hear from you on No Filter Friday. Do you believe that your political leaders really want unity? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.